Hose deployment tools. Hose deployment tools assist with the movement, handling, protection, and connecting of hose. Common deployment hose tools include hose roller, hose bridge or ramp, chafing block, hose strap, hose rope, and hose chain. Hose rollers. Hose rollers are available in different varieties for different uses as follows. Edge protection. These hose rollers protect hose from the damage of dragging hose over sharp corners such as roof edges and windowsills. This device consists of a metal frame with two or more rollers. The notch of the frame is placed over a potentially damaging edge or windowsill, and the frame secured with a rope or clamp. The hose is then pulled across the rollers. The hose roller can also be used to protect rope when hoisting tools over similar edges, figure 13.14. Large diameter hose, LDH, drainage. These hose rollers are used to quickly drain water from LDH hose before the hose is repacked and stored, figure 13.15. Hose collection. Traditionally, these were limited to hand-cranked spools that allowed fast retrieval of hose. Newer models are walk-behind devices that collect hose after an incident, figure 13.16. Hose bridge. Hose bridges, also known as hose ramps, prevent damage to fire hose when vehicles must drive over it. They should be used wherever a hose line is laid across an area where it may be driven over, figure 13.17. Hose ramps can be placed over small spills to keep hose lines from becoming contaminated, and they can be used as chafing blocks. Chafing block. Charged hose lines vibrate and rub against other surfaces which can cause abrasions. Chafing blocks protect fire hose from these abrasions. Chafing blocks are particularly useful near pumpers where intake hose comes in contact with pavement or curbs because vibrations from the pumper may keep the intake hose in constant motion, figure 13.18. Chafing blocks may be made of wood, leather, or sections of old truck tires. Hose strap, hose rope, and hose chain. Hose straps, ropes, and chains are used to carry, pull, or handle charged hose lines. They provide a more secure means to handle pressurized hose when applying water. They may also be used to secure hose to ladders and other fixed objects, figure 13.19. Hose valves and appliances. A hose appliance is any hardware used with fire hose to control the flow of water and create pathways for water through hose layouts. Common hose appliances include valves and valve devices, fittings, and intake strainers. Valves. The following valves are used in hose lines, at hydrants, and at pumpers to control the flow of water. Ball valves, used in pumper discharges and gated Ys. Ball valves are open when the handle is in line with the hose and closed and it is at a right angle to the hose. Ball valves are also used in fire pump piping systems. Butterfly valves. Used on large pump intakes and incorporates a flat baffle that turns 90 degrees. Most are operated manually using a quarter-turn handle, but some are operated using an electric motor and can be controlled remotely. The baffle is in the center of the waterway and aligned with the flow when the valve is open. Clapper valves, used in Siamese appliances and fire department connections, FDC, to allow water to flow in one direction only. Clapper valves prevent water from flowing out of unused ports when one intake hose is connected and charged before adding more hose. The clapper is a flat disc hinged at the top or one side which swings open and closed like a door. Gate valves. Gate valves are used to control the flow from a hydrant. Gate valves have a baffle that is lowered into the path of the water by turning a screw-type handle. Valve devices. Valve devices allow the number of hose lines operating on the fire ground to be increased or decreased. These devices include Y appliances, Siamese appliances, water thief appliances, large diameter hose appliances, and hydrant valves. Y appliances. Y appliances divide a single hose line into two or more lines. All Ys have a single female inlet and multiple male outlet connections. Gated Ys have valve-controlled outlets. Ball valves are generally used in gated Ys. One of the most common WISE has a 21/2 inch, 65 mm, inlet that divides into two 11/2 inch, 38 mm, 600 outlets, although other combinations are available. For high water volume operations, WISE with a large diameter hose, LDH, inlet and two 21/2 inch, 65 mm, outlets are used. Hose lines equipped with Y appliances are typically used in connection with a reverse layout because the Y connection fastens to the 21/2 or 3-inch, 65 mm or 77 mm, supply hose. One person performing two consecutive operations can unload these hose lines. Remove the attack lines in hose bundles or disconnect the pre-connected hose lines and place them on the ground behind the apparatus with any necessary nozzles and adapters. Then remove the Y and enough hose to supply the smaller attack lines connected or to be connected to the Y. Kneel on the supply hose to anchor it as the apparatus drives slowly toward the water source. Siamese appliances. Firefighters sometimes confuse Siamese and Y appliances because of their similar appearance. While Ys divide a single hose line into multiple lines, a Siamese combines multiple lines into one line. These appliances permit supply hose lines to be laid parallel to supply a pumper or high-output device. Siamese appliances usually consist of two female inlets, with either a center clapper valve or two clapper valves, one on each side, and a single male outlet. Some Siamese appliances are equipped with three clappered inlets. They are commonly called trimese appliances or manifolds. The clapper valves are used to control the flow of the inlet streams into the single outlet stream. Siamese and trimese appliances are commonly used when LDH is unavailable to overcome friction loss in exceptionally long hose lays or those that carry a large flow. They are also used when supplying ladder pipes unequipped with a permanent waterway. Water thief appliances. In operation, the water thief resembles a Y appliance. However, there is an inlet and outlet of matching size combined with smaller outlets that steal water from the main line. Larger volume water thief appliances consist of an LDH inlet and outlet and two or more 21/2 inch, 65 mm, valve-controlled male outlets. Large diameter hose appliances. Some firefighting operations require water to be distributed at points along the main supply line. In these cases, an LDH water thief can be used. In other cases, when a large volume of water is needed near the end of the main supply line, an LDH manifold appliance can be used. A typical LDH manifold consists of one LDH inlet and three 21/2 inch, 65 mm, valve-controlled male outlets. These devices are sometimes called portable hydrants, phantom pumpers, or large diameter distributors, depending on the locale and the configuration of the appliance. Gate valves control the flow from a hydrant. Gate valves have a baffle that is lowered into the path of the water by turning a screw-type handle. Fittings. Gate valves control the flow from a hydrant. Gate valves have a baffle that is lowered into the path of the water by turning a screw-type handle. Fittings connect hoses and outlets of different diameters and thread types. They also protect the couplings on standpipes and on apparatus intakes and outlets. There are two main types of fittings, adapters and reducers. An adapter is a fitting that connects hose couplings with similar threads and the same inside diameter. The double male and double female adapters are among the most often used hose fittings. These adapters allow two male couplings or two female couplings of the same diameter and thread type to connect. Adapters that connect two-way couplings to a threaded outlet on a hydrant are becoming increasingly common. Reducers are another common type of hose fitting. They are used to connect a smaller diameter hose line to the end of a larger one. However, using a reducer limits the larger hose to supplying one smaller line only. Using a Y appliance allows the larger hose to supply two smaller ones. Other common fittings include elbows that support intake or discharge hose at the pumping apparatus. The threads on pump male discharge outlets are protected with hose caps. They are also used on the standpipe outlets in stairway risers to prevent attack line kinks. Forward lay. In a forward hose lay, hose is deployed from the water source to the incident. The first coupling to come off the hose bed for a forward lay should be female unless two-way couplings, storts, are used, in which case either coupling will work. Deploying hose for a forward lay consists of stopping the apparatus at the hydrant and allowing a firefighter to safely leave the apparatus and secure the hose. The firefighter making the hydrant connection must know the proper procedures for securing and connecting to the hydrant and correct operation of the hydrant valve if one is used. When signaled, the apparatus then proceeds to the fire deploying either a single hose line or parallel hose lines, figure 13.20. The primary advantage of a forward lay is that a pumper can remain at the incident scene so its hose, equipment, and tools are readily available if needed. The pump operator can see the fire suppression operation and better react to changes at the fire scene than if the pumper were at the hydrant. Making the hydrant connection. Local SOPs and resources dictate the method used for connecting the fire hose to the hydrant in a forward hose lay operation. At its simplest, the firefighter takes a hydrant wrench, the finished section of hose, and preferably a radio with him or her when connecting to the hydrant. Departments that use the four-way hydrant valve may have it pre-connected to the hose or in a bag stored near the finished section. To ensure that water arrives quickly at the pump intake, some form of communication between the driver/operator and the firefighter at the hydrant is essential. The radio typically provides this link. If radios are not assigned to all personnel, some means of visual or audible signal must be practiced. Horns and sirens can be a problem when other apparatus respond to a scene. At a minimum, the driver/operator and firefighter making the connection should establish a time for opening the hydrant when the connecting firefighter can be sure that water will arrive before the apparatus tank is empty. The first task when starting a forward lay is for the hydrant catcher to remove enough hose to reach the hydrant and wrap around it. The finished section of hose is usually long enough to accomplish this task. If not, place the finished section, along with the hydrant wrench, on the ground near the tailboard and pull a second section from the hose bed. Next, take the end of the finished section and wrap it around the hydrant base. The hydrant catcher can place a foot on the hose line and against the hydrant to further anchor the hose. Then the firefighter signals the driver/operator it is safe to proceed to the fire, figure 13.21. The procedures for making a hydrant connection from a forward lay are given in skill sheet 13-4. Using four-way hydrant valves. If a long length of 21/2 or 3 inch, 65 mm or 77 mm, hose is laid, or if the hydrant has inadequate flow pressure, it may be necessary for a second pumper to position at the hydrant to increase the line pressure. The first pumper in this scenario must have used a four-way hydrant valve if the transition from hydrant pressure to pump pressure is to be made without interrupting the flow of water in the supply hose. Another disadvantage is that one member of the crew is temporarily unavailable for a firefighting assignment because that person must stay at the hydrant long enough to make the hose connection and open the hydrant. A four-way hydrant valve allows a forward-laid supply line to be immediately charged and allows a later arriving pumper to connect to the hydrant. The second pumper can supply additional supply lines and/or increase the pressure to the original line, figure 13.22. When the four-way hydrant valve is pre-connected to the end of the supply line, the firefighter making the connection can secure the valve and the hose to the hydrant in one action. Reverse lay. When a pumper must go to the fire location before laying a supply line, a reverse hose lay should be deployed from the incident scene to the water source, figure 13.23. This deployment is also the quickest way to lay hose if the apparatus that lays the hose must stay at the water source, such as when drafting or boosting hydrant pressure to the supply line. Hose bed setup for reverse lays should be loaded so that the first coupling to come off the hose bed is male. Laying hose from the incident scene to the water source has become a standard method for establishing a relay pumping operation when using 21/2 or 3 inch, 65 mm or 77 mm, hose as a supply line. With long lays of this size hose, it is necessary to place a pumper at the hydrant to increase the pressure in the supply hose. The reverse lay most directly supplements hydrant pressure and establishes drafting operations. Deploying a reverse hose lay can delay the initial fire attack. Personnel must remove tools and equipment, including attack hose, from the apparatus and place them at the fire scene before the apparatus proceeds to the water source. The reverse lay also causes the pump operator to stay with the pumper at the water source, preventing the operator from performing other essential fire ground activities. A common operation involving two pumpers, an attack pumper and a water supply pumper, calls for the first arriving pumper to start an initial attack on the fire using water from its tank, while the second arriving pumper lays supply line from the attack pumper back to the water source. The second pumper only needs to connect its just laid hose to their discharge outlet, connect an intake hose, and begin pumping. When reverse laying a supply hose, connecting a four-way hydrant valve is optional. One can be used if the pumper may have to disconnect from the supply hose later and leave the hose connected to the hydrant. Disconnecting may be desirable when water demand diminishes to the point that the second pumper can be made available for response to other incidents. As with a forward lay, using the four-way valve in a reverse lay provides the means to switch from pump pressure to hydrant pressure without interrupting the flow. The reverse lay is also used when the first pumper arrives at a fire and must work alone for an extended period of time. In this case, the hose laid in reverse becomes an attack line. It is often connected to a reducing Y so that two smaller hoses can be used to make a two-directional attack on a fire, figure 13.24. The reverse lay procedures outlined in skill sheet 13-5 describe how the second pumper lays a line from an attack pumper to a hydrant. They can be modified to accommodate most types of apparatus, hose, and equipment. Frequently, firefighters will assist pumper driver/operators in making hydrant connections following a reverse lay. Either soft or hard intake hose designed for hydrant operations may be used to connect to hydrants. Hard intake hose must be used when drafting from a static water supply source. Deployment of pre-connected hose lines. The steps of deploying pre-connected hose lines vary with the type of hose load. Speed and efficiency increase with practice. Local SOPs may vary from the steps listed in this section and referenced skill sheets. Skill sheet 13-6 describes the following procedures for advancing pre-connected hose loads. Pre-connected flat loads may deploy to either side or from the rear of the apparatus. The Minuteman load deploys without dragging the hose on the ground. For deployment, the hose unfolds from the top of the stack carried on the shoulder as the firefighter advances toward the fire, figure 13.25. The hose line should also deploy with fewer kinks and bends in it. Advancing the triple-layer load involves placing the nozzle and the fold of the first tier on the firefighter's shoulder and walking away from the apparatus toward the fire. Deployment of hose sections. Some 21/2-inch, 65mm, or larger attack hose lines may be pre-connected, others may be deployed using supply hose as attack line. The hose may be deployed from either side of the hose bed and may require an adapter to mate the coupling with a nozzle or connect the hose to an FDC. You must also know how to add more hose to extend a hose line. Skill sheet 13-7 outlines how to extend a hose line. To deploy individual sections from flat, accordion, or horseshoe loads, load sections one at a time onto the shoulders of a series of firefighters, one firefighter per section. Multiple firefighters carry the hose to the desired location once it is disconnected from the remainder of the hose in the bed. Because all of the folds in an accordion load and a flat load are similar in length, you should be able to load several folds onto a shoulder directly from the hose bed. When a section of hose line bursts, water pressure will either decrease or water flow may stop altogether. Burst hose lines should be replaced. Skill sheet 13-8 describes the process for replacing a burst hose line.